Marlo, Buying Our Democracy, Meet the Billionaire Leftists Behind the Lawfare Chaos. By Alexander Marlo on August 10, 2025. A central premise in Breaking the Law, my just-released expose on the weaponization of the legal system against President Trump and his supporters, is that an objective of lawfare is to buy our democracy. The funders of the lawfare superstructure are waging a political battle against MAGA and on behalf of the institutional left. The law itself is disregarded. It's all about politics. And they have learned that with relatively small amounts of cash, methodically allocated, they can remake America in their preferred image. That is to say, as a society of leftism and chaos as opposed to conservatism and law and order. The lawfareistas have learned that seats in local elections are often available to the highest bidder. Meanwhile, they fund lawsuits against high-profile conservatives, namely Donald Trump. Thanks to shadowy dark money nonprofits, it is impossible to know exactly who is funding every element of the lawfare apparatus, but here are some details from my research. Reid Hoffman. The Democrat mega donor Reid Hoffman bankrolled E. Jean Carroll's defamation suit against President Trump. I regard the case as farcical, as thoroughly documented in Breaking the Law. Hoffman helped launch PayPal before co-founding LinkedIn in 2002 and is worth billions of dollars. He has also made big bucks from Facebook, Airbnb, and his venture capital firm, Greylock Partners. He has funded a vast array of left-wing political activities ever since. He hates Trump, saying he would spend as much as I possibly can and it takes to beat him. And he has, funding a vast array of left-wing political causes through shadowy dark money nonprofits. Carroll, a columnist and comedy writer, was able to hire a crack legal team including Time's Up Legal Defense Fund founder Roberta Kaplan. Kaplan was funded by a nonprofit primarily backed by Hoffman. While the saga played out in one-sided NYC courtrooms, Hoffman was making regular visits to Joe Biden's White House. Hoffman, known as the most connected man in Silicon Valley, has been criticized for complying with Chinese censorship rules while his business operated in the country. He has praised the Chinese tech sector and appears to be the only American to regularly speak at China's World Internet conferences, which are designed to amplify Xi Jinping's vision for the digital age and are closed to the press. Naturally, he wanted Biden to remain president and Trump to lose. That's why he funded the suits. He also promoted fake news on behalf of Democrats, financing a left-wing online disinformation campaign targeting Republican Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore in 2017. Hoffman issued an apology for this, after Moore narrowly lost his race. A whistleblower claimed in 2022 that Hoffman's Orwellian Name Good Information Foundation offered him money to attack Trump Republicans online despite federal laws prohibiting such political behavior from 501c3 organizations. None of that bothered the powers that be in Joe Biden's world. Hoffman is on the board of Microsoft and was on the Pentagon's Defense Innovation Board throughout Biden's presidency. Oh, and he admitted to visiting Jeffrey Epstein's island. Hoffman runs a shop full of rabid Trump haters. Dmitry Melhern, Hoffman's former top political advisor, pushed a narrative that the assassination attempt on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, in July 2024 was staged. He split with Hoffman days later to join the anti-Trump Lincoln Project. Hoffman had backed the group Indivisible, a well-coordinated, well-funded, and high-powered network of leftist organizations. Indivisible has claimed credit for both Trump impeachments as well as other assorted efforts to disqualify him from the presidential ballot. George Soros. Soros is the name most well known to mainstream's audiences, but it is hard to underestimate the scope at which he funds the lawfare against President Trump and MAGA. He also funded Indivisible, along with Hoffman, for example. Soros funds other elements of the lawfare superstructure that have been profiled in this book, such as Normies and Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, CREW, which works to couch Democrat efforts to target conservatives as ethics issues. "The only thing CREW ever did is sue me," Trump told me in an exclusive interview. CREW and other Soros-funded groups have raised ethics concerns regarding disclosures about travel from Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito. Soros is the person primarily responsible for a revolution of lawlessness in our streets via what Soros-funded DAs and Soros-funded prosecutors. The Soros empire spent at least $40 million to elect its prosecutors. It then invested an additional $77,663,316 to 20 leftist nonprofits to coordinate and control the prosecutors, bringing the total Soros spending to at least $117,663,316. According to a report called Law and Disorder from the Conservative Media Research Center, MRC, at least 30% of the U.S. population currently lives under the boot of the Soros prosecutors, who were pressured to sign pledges vowing to adhere to various Soros priorities. The Soros machine orchestrated 33 of these joint statements and pledges, which were signed by 123 of the 126 Soros prosecutors, the MRC continued. Soros has spent lavishly on approximately 75 radical left-wing prosecutors in 2022. But that number might be much higher, according to a report by the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, LELDF. The report notes that more than 72 million people, including half of America's 50 most populous cities and counties, live in one of the affected areas. How does he do it? Soros uses a series of shell organizations, affiliates, and pass-through committees to steer contributions to both candidates and his robust support network for progressive prosecutors, which provide gravitas and perks to preferred prosecutors, the LELDF wrote. Among George Soros's stable of radicals includes former San Francisco District Attorney Chazza Boudine, former Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon, New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg, Chicago's Kim Fox, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, and many others whose misdeeds are thoroughly documented in Breaking the Law, all of whom are soft on crime and criminals. George Soros's Foundation to Promote Open Society has given more than $3 million to ProPublica. More on this now. The Sandler Foundation. In recent years, no one has done more to weaponize fake news against conservative jurists than ProPublica. ProPublica is a nonprofit largely funded by the Sandler Foundation, which was founded by late leftist banking magnate and billionaire Herb Sandler. Sandler was one of the pioneers of using the veneer of philanthropy to fund activist organizations. For years, ProPublica has attempted to destabilize the Supreme Court with their exposés. ProPublica is essentially a glorified opposition research gathering entity that finds dirt on the political targets of their ultra-wealthy donors. Its activism with journalism characteristics, and it has its sights set on conservative justices. Media reports tend to omit that ProPublica's top donors are on the activist left. As noted, George Soros's Foundation to Promote Open Society has given more than $3 million to ProPublica, for example. Their investigations into Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito have been pure lawfare. They have repeatedly attacked Thomas because he vacations with a wealthy friend who donates to Republicans. There is no evidence Thomas has done anything illegal or altered a single one of his decisions because of his friend. The reporting adds nothing to our cultural consciousness other than to insinuate that Justice Thomas is a bad guy. The stories are then weaponized by Democrats who call for burdensome investigations and even court packing. It's also noteworthy that ProPublica obsessively publishes hit pieces on United Health, an insurance company, for allegedly denying care to certain aggrieved people. The CEO of United Health was assassinated after one of several ProPublica features on the company. The assassin was not even a United Health customer. Had he seen the ProPublica stories before he committed the acts of vigilantism? ProPublica doesn't care, apparently, as they continued the series on United Health just days after the murder. Aside from starting ProPublica and donating tens of millions of dollars to it, the Sandler Foundation has cut millions in checks to the Campaign Legal Center and the American Constitution Society, both of which have supported referrals for Justice Thomas to the Justice Department for criminal and civil penalties for alleged ethics violations. The Sandler Foundation is also part of the infamous left-wing dark money network Arabella Advisors. It funds the group that does the journalism, then funds separate groups that publicize, elevate, and weaponize the journalism. The Sandler Foundation has funded leftist groups like the Center for American Progress, the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, Human Rights Watch, and the Sierra Club, among others. Much of this is funded with anonymous donations. Though ethically dubious, this is undeniably powerful in the strategic sense. They also work closely with other leftist mega-donors such as Soros and Hoffman. And their work is amplified by the media publications of leftist billionaire heiress Lauren Powell Jobs. This forms a lawfare hydra. Jobs Emerson Collective, for example, worked overtime to paint Trump as a criminal unfit to serve as president. David Brock's Project 65. In 2022, leftist online warrior and Media Matters for America founder David Brock launched Project 65, which has the explicit goal to disbar and discredit any attorney who helped Donald Trump in his challenges to the veracity of the 2020 election. Brock is a darling of money Democrats. If his name is on it, someone will fund it. He uses dark money to establish his group, which means his donors remain mysterious. The 65 in Project 65 is ostensibly in the name because they were targeting 65 attorneys who, in their eyes, tried to overthrow democracy with Trump, though the number is entirely arbitrary. The board consists of assorted leftists both familiar and unfamiliar, as well as establishment Republicans. This is a new front in lawfare. It was assumed until this point that even the guilty are entitled to competent legal representation. Now, if you represent certain types of people, such as Donald Trump, in certain types of cases, such as cases involving Donald Trump, then you might not only lose in the courtroom, but you could lose your law license outright. Project 65 got John Eastman, an attorney and former law school dean, disbarred over legal advice he gave to Trump. This is all pure politics of personal destruction. The exact brand of activism Brock pioneered at Media Matters. It's all defamatory by design. The operation ought to be investigated. And perhaps bar complaints ought to be filed against the attorneys behind this lawfare. Fight fire with fire. Big Law. Another obvious group that makes up a powerful portion of the lawfare superstructure is the big law firms that sue the Trump administration. Wilmer Cutler Pickering Hale & Dorr, Hogan Lovells, Jenner & Block, Ropes & Gray, Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher, Perkins Coie, Arnold & Porter K. Schiller, and Milbank all represented plaintiffs against the Trump administration within the first 40 days of his second term. These cases involved lawyers like Neil Katyal, also a prominent cable news legal pundit, Seth Waxman, and Paul Clement, all from major white shoe firms, all with Supreme Court experience, all former solicitors general. This list is even longer since I finished research for the book. There are even more moneyed and connected people name-checked and fisked in the book, including Mark Elias, the super lawyer my colleague Peter Schweitzer dubbed the master of political dark arts, crew founder Norm Eisen, and impeachment attorney and congressman Daniel Goldman. More details on them can be found in Breaking the Law. All of these names direct their time and resources to sowing chaos in our streets by advocating for people and policies that undermine the concept of law and order itself. As for George Soros, Reid Hoffman, and the Sandler Foundation, I contend they are attempting to buy our democracy outright, attempting to do so through lawfare. This article was adapted from portions of Breaking the Law. Full sourcing for facts cited is available in the book, Breaking the Law, Exposing the Weaponization of America's Legal System Against Donald Trump, which has been hailed by President Trump as a must-read book, is available in hardcover, e-reader format, and as an audiobook read by the author himself. Alex Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, a two-time New York Times best-selling author, and the host of the Alex Marlowe Show podcast produced weekdays by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Alex Marlowe.